Morning, we give God praise and we magnify Him. I asked a couple of you, it's only a couple of us here, so if y'all can kind of come around here a little bit, make me feel like I'm all alone. Well, I know I'm not, but you know. Amen. I thank God for every person that is a member of the body of Christ. I give God praise for every person that's still fighting the good fight. And I give God praise for every person that has decided that Jesus is a lifestyle and not a Sunday morning activity. Amen. Because you know, a lot of people take Jesus like that. Well, that's just something I do on Mother's Day, Christmas, and Thanksgiving, and on Esther. And I, you know, it's Esther, because that's actually what it is. It's called Easter, but it's based on Esther Island and all the witchcraft and the demonic spit things like that. So, amen. It's an awesome thing. But I want, before I get into what I want to talk about the prayer, while I was praying this morning, before prayer started, I was talking to the Lord to see what He had for me, to, if there's anything specific He wanted me to address today. And there's a lot of people that want to be a part of the prayer team. But of course, you live in Alaska, Hawaii, Cleveland, Germany, Austria, London. They're all over the world, and you know, logistically, that's just not possible. And it's not for everybody to pray for everybody all the time, right? And so this is what He gave me. He said, online prayer team, when you listen to this prayer, whether it's live or you listen to it later on, listen to the prayer intently. Be involved in the prayer. As the names and the situations of the people are being called out, if the Lord press upon your heart to pray for that person for that week, that's your assignment as a prayer warrior. Amen. Does that make sense? Amen. Everybody that is in connection with Jesus Christ, everyone that has a relationship with God, every person, whether you are a new Christian or you've been in this for 50 years, every person that's connected with God can be an online prayer warrior. As you're watching the prayers, as you're lifting up your hands, as you're praying with us, as we're praying for other people, if the Lord puts somebody that we're praying for in your spirit that we prayed for that day, you can adopt that prayer for the week. Amen. Amen. And you can be a part of the global prayer warriors. So if you have any questions regarding it, you're not going to get a certificate. You're not going to get an ID card. You know, we're not going to name you, skywrite your name, you know, what airplane and all that. We're not doing none of that. This is just for people, because you know, some people, I'll do it, but am I going to get credit for it? Am I going to get points? No. You know, if you're doing this from the heart, God will give you credit. Amen. And if you're doing it to get credit, that's your credit. Mm-hmm. Amen. If you're doing it to get credit, that's all you're getting. You do it because this is what the Spirit of God laid on your heart to do. Amen. You're not looking for somebody to call your name out. You're not looking for somebody to, you know, to put you on blast. You're doing it because the Spirit of God led you to do it. And if there's any credit for you to have, God will give it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible tells us to occupy until He comes. Amen. It's part of occupying until He comes. Amen.
Yeah.
All of us that are waiting on a rapture, that does not mean go hide in your bed and I'm not ministering to anybody until a rapture comes and peeking up under the bed. That's not what it's about. It's not about, I just want to get out of here. I'm not trying to help nobody. I'm just trying to get out of here. That's not what it's about. You missed the whole point. Mm-hmm. The whole point of knowing about the rapture and understanding about the rapture is a heads up. It's so you won't get relaxed. It's so you'll understand what part of God's plan is. That's not the only part of God's plan. That's just a part of God's plan. Mm-hmm. Baptism is a part of God's plan. Walking, you know, your own salvation. Your own salvation with fear and trembling. Working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's also part of God's plan. Tithes and offerings. That's part of God's plan. Reading and studying your word. That's part of God's plan. The rapture is just another part of God's plan. And it's to tell you, don't be like the five virgins that were not ready. Be ready, because I'm not going to tell you when I'm coming. You'll know the season, but you will not know the day or the hour. You'll know the season. We're in the season. And the rapture is just to help you to understand you need to be ready. Amen. Okay? It's just like speaking in tongues. It's not the sign. It's just a sign. It's just another sign that you are connected with God. We got that. Did I say that all right?
Yes.
Amen. And one of our beautiful young soldiers emailed me this week and said, Pastor, I spoke in tongues for the first time. And I'm like, yes! Amen. Well, who is it? None of your business. If you need to know, the Lord will tell you. And they spoke in tongues, and it's a beautiful thing. Not speaking in tongues does not mean you don't know Christ.
Amen.
Okay? Not speaking in tongues does not mean you're not saved. Amen. That just means you haven't been taught well. That means somebody didn't tell you what was up. Mm-hmm. Speaking in tongues is another sign. It's just another sign. Amen?
Amen?
All right. So to the young soldiers that are speaking in tongues for the first time and they were so excited about it, congratulations and God bless you. Amen. I'm excited for you because the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen? All right. So this is the prayer. These are some of the prayers from last week. We got very many prayers.
Oh, yes.
She said, oh, yes. We pray over everybody that through chat and through email, whether we announce it or speak about it online or not, once we get the prayers and we have pages of them, we do pray. And it's sent out to the prayer warriors on Sunday. Amen. And then we have all week to pray. And then I highlight some things that I want to readdress on Sunday from that prayer week, but we do get them. If you want to, how do I get my prayers? How do I get them to pray for me? How do I get them to whatever, to get on the list, for lack of a better word? In the chat room, just chat to Asia's man in the chat room. She's really good at letting us know what's going on. Just talk to us. Email us. What's the email address for the prayers? S4C praying with you at AOL.com. S4C praying with you at AOL.com. Okay? And then we'll be praying with you through the week. I want to talk Olga Y. See? Olga Y.
Very good.
Thank you very much. Olga, we're gonna be praying for Ramios. Is that how you pronounce the name? Ramios? For your son's healing. Okay? For Valiana, for your son, Mark. For son Mark, who was admitted to the hospital with heart and kidney problems. Do y'all remember that from last week? And so let us know what's happening. We've been praying. Let us know what's happening, Valiana, with your son Mark and his kidney problems. Let us know what's going on so we can pinpoint the prayer. And Father, and Brittany S., we're still praying that the Lord would give you strength, because I know it's a battle. You know, one of the hardest things I've ever had to deal with since I've known God, the hardest thing is just waiting. I'm praying and I'm asking the Lord for something. Lord, can you? Lord, would you? Sometimes the prayers are answered. Sometimes I get a response right away. Sometimes it takes a couple of weeks. Some of them I've been waiting on for 30 years.
Wow.
It just depends on what God's timing is. But I'm not giving up, because if I asked the Lord and the Lord gave me a yes, I'm looking for it, even if it comes the morning of the day we get raptured. I'm still waiting. Maybe I won't get it here. Maybe I'll get it when I see him. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not gonna stop looking. I'm not gonna stop waiting, and I'm not gonna stop believing.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, Brittany, we're praying that the Lord will strengthen you and give you power to hold on. Amen. Because I know it's tough and we know it's hard. Sharon, tell Sharon she can park there. Somebody. So Brittany, we're still praying for you. And Nadia S., your financial situation, amen. I get it. I understand. We haven't forgot about you, Nadia, or any of you that are dealing with financial issues, because I've been there, done that. Robert, you're still one of the tops on the prayer list, Robert B. We still got you, bro. And Stephen T., who is not a Christian, he's attacking himself. Remember last week, he was attacking himself, and he wakes up from his sleep with nail. He had been attacking himself in his sleep because of the guilt that he felt from his wife committing suicide when she was, yeah. And dude, first of all, you need to accept Christ.
Amen.
So that he can, because we can pray, but the most effective prayers is when you are in relationship with God. So that so that it's not just us praying for you, but it's also you joining us praying for you, so that God will deliver you from what, because that's the spirit. That's not the way. God can relieve you and deliver you from what you're dealing with, but you need to be a part of us praying for you. You need to be a part of this. And so for those of you who asked Allison that have us praying for Stefan, Allison can't pray for you as effectively as you can pray for you when you're when you're in Christ. So we're going to keep praying, but our greatest prayer is that you will receive Christ, because whatever happens, you're going to have to meet him. Amen. Amen. And we're still praying. Larry. Amen. Please pray for pain. Amen. We're praying because Larry has some issues with pain. And we're praying that the Lord will will get the pain issues under control, that the Lord will give him, will send Larry some peace. Amen. He's also dealing, I believe, with the COVID. So we're praying for peace for Larry. And pneumonia. Did I say that right?
Pneumonia
and low sodium. That low sodium is a bad thing. That's tough. Amen. So we're praying. And Dante. I remember that name. Dante. Yeah. Needs. Oh, and please pray for me. Dante is in need of salvation. God, Lord Jesus. Jennifer B. We're praying for healing and strength for you to stand. That the Lord would touch your body and heal your body. We're praying, Jennifer. We're praying. We're going to be praying for this list. We're going to continue to keep praying for Warhammer. I know that there's victory in Warhammer's prayers, and the people that we're praying for, we know that there's victory. We're praying that the Lord will keep Michelle and her family safe in the area that they're living in. Is it hot in here, or is it just me? Okay, thank you. Whew, is it just me? See, anybody got any oil? Amen. It's sweating. Amen. So Michelle, we're going to be praying, because I understand that the area that you're living in is not the best, and safety is key, especially when you have children. But she's by herself, and she doesn't have her husband anymore to help defend her, so she has to fight the demons off on her own. Amen. And so I'm not sure if she's still a young lady or not so young with a little wisdom, but she needs some help. And so we're praying that God will cover her atmosphere and to keep her safe. I see that, Lord. I see that. Candace? That's not a last name. Okay. What? It's not a last name. Okay. So Candace. Oh! Somebody talked to me about the 114 degrees in Portland and Oregon. Did it happen? Is it this Sunday and tomorrow?
That was last week.
That was last week? So what was the deal? I need somebody that lives in Portland.
And Vancouver.
And Vancouver. Because we were praying. Tell us what happened. Did it reach 114? Did it reach 140?
I know it did get pretty hot. I don't know if it got as hot as 114.
Mm-hmm.
But just glimpses of the news this week. Mm-hmm. It was still pretty hot.
Mm-hmm.
And people walking down, she just pouring water on them.
Yeah.
As they go. So it was pretty hot.
Let's hear about Portland and
Vancouver.
I want to know what happened. Amen. Okay, so that's it for that. Okay, Pastor, what we got?
All right, so we have an update on Larry.
Okay, good.
Let's see. Gloria, which is the mom,
mm-hmm.
mom and daughter, she was released earlier last week.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry, I remember.
And Larry went home a couple of days ago. He's still dealing with some pain.
Uh-huh.
But no, he didn't go home, sorry. He was released 2 days ago, 4 days ago.
Okay.
He was released 4 days ago after being downgraded from critical to not so critical.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Good. Amen. Praise God.
And let's see, it's kind of a little bit all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Gloria's home and Larry's home as well.
Okay. Amen. Thank God. Let's I want to pray for some people on this list first before we go any further. I just remembered. Can I get you all to just raise your hands up, lift your hands up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, we bless you and we thank you. Good morning, Raymond. Turn that fan this way, please, sir. Amen. No, the body, the bass. Turn the bass this way. Okay, that's good. And then turn it up to a little bit. There we go. Good. And let that thing go. Amen. Let it do stuff. Amen.
Let it do it.
Yeah, not that, but let it do other stuff. Amen. But good morning, Mother Sharon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to pray for your people. We give you praise and we magnify. Can I have everybody touching somebody? Just, we give you praise. We magnify you for, no, Shania. Okay. What's the little lady's name? It's not Italian.
Jan.
This
little lady?
The little lady right there with
Jasmine?
No. Yeah. Jasmine. Yeah. That's good. Jasmine, come here, girl.
Come on down.
Jasmine, come on down. Amen. Jasmine, you're going to stand right between Brenda and Jaqua. That a girl. Ain't nobody call you. Yeah. See, he wasn't even interested in coming up here until Jasmine came up. Nah, he coming up. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but I did put you on blast, so, you know, my bad. Amen. Amen. It was funny. Okay, so, Pastor Drea. Okay, Pastor somebody. Get a tallit out of the box in there, out of the cabinet in there.
I got it.
Okay. Amen. Jasmine, the Lord likes you. Amen. I was trying not to bother you, but he's like, so I had to bother you. Amen. Hallelujah. La visio, la mia, da misi, o lo misia, adamia. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for every person on our prayer list, as we pray for financial support, as we pray for healing in the bodies, as we pray for strength in the hearts and the minds, as we pray for protection over their atmosphere, as we pray for healing and forgiveness, as we pray, Lord, that we will maintain through the Holy Spirit until you call us home, as we pray for those that are not saved, because every person needs salvation. Every person breathing needs salvation. Every person that's ever been born, they need salvation. And that you told us, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If you are listening to this prayer this morning, or at any point during your life, you hear this prayer and you know you are not connected with God, the Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Father, we're praying those that have not asked for forgiveness, that they repent right now in the name of Jesus. Father, for those that have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior, that they would accept you, repent of their sins and unrighteousness, and accept you as you are, for who you are, for who you said you are, and receive you as their Lord and their Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we're asking for that you would heal the sin sick. Lord, that you would give life to the dead. The dead in spirit, because those that don't know you are considered dead. We're asking that you would pour life into those who have no life, and that you would pour your spirit into those that don't know who you are. We're praying, Father, that you would forgive each of us of any sin or unrighteousness, that you would move in our atmosphere, in our lives, and that you would create a hedge around those of us that trust and believe. The atmospheres that are not safe, protect your people, God. The people that are dealing with COVID and dealing with other body issues and problems, people that are dealing with loss, people that are dealing with not knowing if they're gonna make it tomorrow, Lord, you are able. Mia yo sotos, you are able. You are able, you are more than able. Father, you told me once that you are more than enough.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so, Lord, I remembered what you told me. And if that applies to me, it applies to every person that dares to believe that you are more than enough. You are greater than the circumstances that we find ourselves in. You are greater than the atmosphere that tries to do against us. You are greater than anything that we could find ourselves in. You are the great King of Kings. You are the only true healer, and you are the only true and living God. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Good morning, Pastor. All right, run it down to me. What we got? Oh, yes. Take that out. Jasmine, do you know who Christ is? You do. Okay, so this is what I want you to do, because I don't want to embarrass you. Turn around to Sister Pastor Drea. That's Pastor Drea right there. And you explain to Pastor Drea who Christ is. And then Pastor Drea, you let me know what she know. Okay. La vie sota la sian. Futamisia la tauna. Hebia shon. Maloto sabiesa. There is a light inside that young lady. There is a light inside of her. That light belongs to God. Amen. And we're not going to let anybody booger that up. That belongs to God. Amen. Amen. I believe God brought her here for more of his purpose Amen. Than our purpose. Amen. Isn't it odd, God? Well, it's not odd, but isn't it something that God can bring someone here, what looks to us under one pretense, but God has a whole different plan? Amen. But that's what it took to get you here. So I'm going to let you think that's why you're here. Isn't it awesome how God does that? I'm going to let you think that's why you're here. But the real reason I'll share with you later on, because if it's any other reason, you might not come. Mm-hmm. But if I let you think what you want to think, Amen. I'll get you. And then once I get you around my people, then we can work it out.
Amen.
Amen. Is God awesome? God will allow, listen, God will allow you to be in a circumstance or a situation or an environment. God will allow you to be in that environment just so he can get your attention. And then when he gets your attention, he got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. It's, God will allow you to be in the hospital where he can get your attention, because otherwise you were so busy working. You're so busy taking care of the kids. You're so busy doing all these other things. And God got less and less time. Did you know the Bible says, and if your Bible don't say that, burn that Bible. Do you know the Bible says God is a jealous God?
Yeah.
God, we're in a relationship with God. You start backing up on a relationship, you're going to have some issues.
Mm-hmm.
The husband man don't like that.
Right.
He don't roll like that. You gave me your whole heart at the beginning, I want it at the end.
Amen.
And in the middle and in between and all the space that I did, I want it all. And so when you start not giving it all, he's a jealous God.
Amen.
He said it. Amen. I'm not prophesying. I'm just repeating what he said. He says, I am a jealous God, and God will do whatever is necessary to get you back. And so if he's got to let you bump into a bus to get you back, or let a refrigerator chase you down the stairs. Oh, it happened. Oh, I'm going to tell you, it really happened. That refrigerator was on a move. I mean, I was already in Christ and I was straight, but I'm just telling you, refrigerators, they move fast. Amen. And especially downstairs, and it got me. But God is good. Amen.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God already had my attention, but I think it was a testimony. Amen. And I'm here to tell it. Amen. Amen. God will do whatever is necessary to get you back where he wants you. Amen. So how's she doing?
Doing great. She's an absolute believer.
Yes.
She believes in the Trinity, but she does come from a Catholic background.
Ah, yes.
So there's that understanding.
Yes. Girl, that book that I gave you, that book, that'll teach you some stuff.
Yeah.
That'll teach you some stuff. And I want you and this one right here, Nathan. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean Nathan. I mean, yeah, but I didn't mean to say it.
Well, you said
it. Well, I cat out the bag now. Amen. Did y'all catch that, Nathan? So y'all go over that. Well, I already said it twice. Anyway, you can't hide it now. Y'all go over that. Y'all go over that book, and you make sure he's paying attention. If he's not, you let me know. Amen. All right. Amen. Yeah, eyes on, brother. Eyes on. Amen. So is he embarrassed yet?
No.
Oh, well, then I ain't doing right. Amen. All right, so
she's
Pastor.
Embarrassed
enough for the I can see her blushing, little cute self. Amen. Take this tallit, and I want to pray over this tallit. Do you have an understanding of what the tallit is for?
Yeah, I read about it.
You did? Just that quick? Okay. Oh, you already knew about it?
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat? Inside that booklet I gave it is information about the tallit and oil. This oil is for you. Pastor Drea and Jasmine, y'all come here. Put your hands up here. Pastor Drea, Jasmine. Names are not my calling, Jasmine, just so you know. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over this Talit and your daughter. Yes, Lord, I will lay hands on her. We pray over this Talit and your daughter. We pray the power is not in the Talit. The power is in the believer.
Yes, Lord.
The power is not in the oil. The power is in the believer that applies the oil, that wears the Talit, that walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes.
This is just a representation of who we stand for and who we stand with.
Yes.
If there's any sin, remove it. If there's any doubt, correct it.
Yes.
If there's any misunderstanding, drive it away.
Yes.
That she will be who and what you have called and created her to be.
Yes.
We bless you from this moment on in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let me put some oil on this. The Bible, the book that I gave you explains all about this oil. Explains all about this oil.
Amen.
Baby, you are a child of God.
Amen.
You are a child of God, and your behavior must reflect that very thing, because you are a child of God. Take this. Pastor Drea, I don't know how to put mine on, so would you help her put this on? Amen. Every Sunday, I have somebody help me put it on. 20 years I've been doing it, and I ain't got it right yet. Amen. Now, Jasmine, put your hand like this and repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are my God.
You are my
King.
You are my King.
I love you.
Not for the things that you can do.
But for the things
you have already done.
Thank you for being my God.
Thank you
for dying on the cross.
Thank you
for rising from the cross. And thank you for...
For resurrecting
and being my God.
Forgive me of any sin.
Any unrighteousness.
Anything I've done
that have offended you.
Forgive me.
From this moment on,
I am your child.
You are my God.
We are no more twain,
but we are one.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for Jasmine.
Yes, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your presence flowing through her. We thank you for her healing. She needs healing in her heart. She needs healing because there was some brokenness in her heart. And so she needs healing. And Father, we thank you for bringing her this morning for her healing. Let the healing begin. Let the healing begin. She is a new creation. All old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. She is now a new creation in Christ. Teach her the ways of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you are like a mosaic. God is going to put you back together. The brokenness, God's going to put it back together.
Amen.
So you'll be what he wants. You're going to look like what God wants you to look like.
Amen.
And you're not going to look like the world anymore. You no longer look like the world. God is making you to look just like him.
Yes.
In Jesus, isn't that a beautiful thing? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, so two of y'all to take her back and pray with her, answer any questions, Brenda, Pastor Drea, and answer any questions she might have. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Jasmine. God bless you, baby. Oh. Go with Pastor Drea and Brenda. Amen. All right, Pastor Drea, Nikki, tell me what we got. I said it right. Amen. I know who you are.
So we got an update about the heat wave.
Okay.
In Vancouver, the heat wave is over.
Uh-huh.
However, there's like several hundred wildfires.
Oh my
and
goodness.
One town has been completely destroyed, correct?
What?
So they're still having some devastation from the heat wave.
Okay, all right. For every person that lives in those affected areas, Alashia, anoint my hands, please. And I need you, when you're done anointing my hands, go back there and let her and anoint Jasmine's hands, because I was supposed to do that up here and I forgot, because she's new now and it's new. A last show. For every person that's been affected by that, Portland and Vancouver, for every person that's been affected by that, for every person, every family, every individual, saint or sinner, no matter who you are, we want to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Where's Raymond? Good morning, Raymond. Raymond, walk around and stand right here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that has been affected by the fires and the heat in Portland and Vancouver, for every person that has been dealt a blow, for every person that's been negatively affected, for those that have lost homes and those that have lost finances, those who have lost personal effects, those whose lives have been transformed or turned around, for every person, especially those of the household of faith, we're praying, Lord, that you would provide them some peace, that you would provide them with some healing, that you would provide them with something that they need that will help them to deal with what they're dealing with. Father, whatever is necessary to help a break, and not just the residents, but the officials that are trying to help the situation, the firefighters and the emergency medical teams and the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, everyone that's trying to help, the police officers, the National Guard, whoever's trying to bless that atmosphere, whoever's trying to help that atmosphere, bless them in the name of Jesus and their families. Father, bring them some peace. Bring them some relief. Bring them something that will show them that you are still with your people. Let your perfect will be done, Father God. We bless you for these and so many things. We pray for all of those people, all of those children, all those believers, all those residents, all those that are affected in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. I need somebody, Jack. I need to know who I'm praying for. Amen. Abigail, maybe she's got it here. Hallelujah. They're back there. They're praying for our new believer, the young lady that she already understood, she already trusted God, but the Holy Spirit has, amen. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Could you find anything, baby?
She just
told us about Vancouver.
Oh,
amen. While she's looking, she's trying to tell us something. Amen.
One.
Pastor, how you doing over there, mother? Looking good, all curled up. Amen. Woo, the pearls. What's his name?
Allie.
Amen. Because I'm like, whatever his name is, I want to lay hands on him. Amen. By that. All dude it up. Amen.
Okay, ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Warhammer is requesting prayer for Myra. She has been having migraines for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She even had neck surgery to replace a disc in her back.
Oh, boy.
And so she got a CT scan, and she goes into surgery.
Amen. What's she going to surgery for?
A bone grew around the disc.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Weird, so yeah.
Yeah. Father, we're praying for Myra. Thank you, Warhammer. That's a soldier in the trenches. Warhammer, Karen Fox, all the people like that, they are deep, deep, deep in the trenches. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Myra. Father, you understand the situation. You understand what's happening. You understand what's going on in her body. You said a nerve grew around the bone?
A bone grew around the disc.
Oh, my God. So, Father, you understand the excruciating pain that she must be in. You understand the battle that she's been fighting. You understand, Father, you are able to remove migraines. You are able to tell us what to do to resolve the issues. You are able to speak from heaven, and it is done. I know that you can. I've seen you do it. I know it's possible. I know that it's there. According to your will, let your perfect will be done. Touch Myra. Touch her body. Touch her mind. Please send your healing spirit. Please send your healing power. Please send your healing grace. If there is any sin, remove it. If there's anything that is not like you, if there's anything that is not like you, we cast it out in the name of Jesus and let your perfect will be done, because you are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless you in Jesus' name. Mommy Kushaw, Warhammer, keep us posted with Myra. Keep us posted. Keep us posted. Amen. Hallelujah. How's she doing over there, Pastor Nicole?
She's doing great.
She's doing great.
Yeah.
Is she glad she came today?
I believe so. She has a sweet spirit.
I know she does. There's a light in that spirit. I saw it. Amen. What you got, baby?
Andrea J. She lost a loved one and she's devastated. She's trying to cope. She's finding it hard and she needs prayer.
Amen. Angela J., right? Yes. Angela J.
Andrea.
Andrea. Andrea. Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea. Andrea. Andrea. Andrea, I so totally get it. I so totally get it. Andrea, let me put this out there first. If you need someone to actually pray with you on the phone, one-on-one, let me tell you, soldiers, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. If you need someone to pray with you one-on-one, I will have one of our prayer soldiers to call you and pray with you. Andrea, I would like to have one of our prayer soldiers, warriors, to call you and pray with you one-on-one. Mikis Shalyota, we have awesome prayer warriors here. How do we do that, Nikki? I forgot. Do they email me?
Have them email S4C praying with you.
Uh-huh.
And they can say, need someone to pray with me, and she'll forward it to us.
Okay, very good. So that's what you do. You send me an email, send us an email, S4C praying with you. Attention, prayer partner. I need someone to pray with me. You don't even have to go into what you need the prayer for. Just, I need someone to pray with me. And we will pray and we will have some, and be sure, leave us a contact number or an email address so you guys can connect. And it's extremely effective. These prayer warriors are extremely, we got some prayer warriors. And we will pray with you. If you wonder, well, how do I get someone to pray with my situation through the week? How do I do that? If you don't want to do it in the chat room asking for prayer, because we get the list, Asia gives us a list of every person asking for prayer in the chat room, print it up, and that's our prayer list for the week. You can email us again at s4cprayingwithyou@aol.com. Explain to us what you need us to pray with you for. You don't even have to give a name. Just say, prayer warrior, prayer soldier, just in need of prayer. You don't have to give a name. Give a number, it doesn't matter, just, and we will pray with you.
Amen.
Because you are not by your, we don't get points. We don't get $5 for every person we pray for. We're doing this because this is what God has commanded us to do.
Amen.
We're doing this because this is part of our mission. We don't get YouTube points for praying for people or whatever goofiness people do. This is what God has commanded us to do. I'm telling you, one day we're not gonna be here to pray. And you're going to wish,
yep.
You're going to wish, man, I wish maybe I wouldn't still be left behind if I'd have had somebody to pray with me. Maybe I wasn't, you know, I'm just saying, while you have a chance, while the Lord still have us here in active duty, while things are the way that they are, you need to take advantage of it now. Because I'm going to tell you personally, I don't know another church doing what we're doing.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not saying there ain't one. I'm just saying I don't know them.
Right.
I don't know another church that sends Bibles and tallits and oil around the world. I don't know another church that will help people in every way that they possibly can. I don't know another church that will just pray for you just because. I don't know another church that will do what we do consistently and not, without taking an offering.
Right.
Without selling your email to a company so we can get paid. I don't know another church that's doing it. Now, there may be a million churches doing it. I don't know any of them. I'm just saying, you know us. Take advantage of it. We don't sell your information. We don't give it away and we don't lend it out. This is our commission from God. God has established us and God sustains us.
Amen.
They told us a long time ago, if God is in it, God will provide.
Amen.
If you're just doing this because you're trying to get an offering, we'll see what happens. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, did I pray for whoever I was praying for?
No.
Andrea.
Okay, so Andrea, we're going to pray for you because I understand your loss. I understand what you're dealing with. Even though I don't know personally who your loss is, I get it. Amen. We're going to be praying. And call us, contact us if you want someone to pray with you. If you need, because sometimes you just need to hear a voice. Sometimes you need to know that somebody is personally talking to you.
Yes.
Amen. And that doesn't just apply to Andrea. That applies to everyone that believes. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for our daughter. You understand the devastating loss that she suffered. You understand what she's dealing with. You understand the heartache and the pain. You understand the situation and the atmosphere. You get it. You understand. You know. And Father, she's reaching out because she needs help. There are so many people that have lost so many loved ones, families and friends, especially since this 2020 thing. There are so many people that have suffered much loss and great loss. And Father, we're asking for this particular soldier and for other soldiers that have experienced loss, whether they have lost a loved one by separation, or by passing on, by divorce, by distance, whatever the loss is, a spiritual loss, a mental loss, a relationship loss, whatever the losses are, if there, every loss can be hard. Every loss can be devastating. You can't compare, this is not the same as that, you can't say that. Not unless you're in it. Every loss is great. If it's a loss to me, and if his heart felt loss, it's a loss.
Amen.
It's not apples and oranges. A loss is a loss.
Amen.
And we're praying for healing and comfort, peace and deliverance. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Christina
is asking for prayer for her friend Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Amber lost her father to unintentional overdose 8 months ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And Amber herself is an addict.
Wow.
She wants help, but she feels chained. They're asking that the chains be broken,
yes,
and that the cycle of addiction and abuse can be broken.
Yes,
and
yes.
And for Amber to fall on her knees before the Lord.
I wish I could talk to Amber. I wish I could lay hands on Amber. I wish I could minister to Amber. Amber, if you ever hear this, know that we can help put you in the right direction. We can help get you reconnected or reconnected back to Christ. We can help you, but until we can actually communicate to you and minister to you, who's asking for the prayer?
Christina.
Christina, we're going to pray over Christina that she will, that if she's in your atmosphere, that maybe the Lord will lead her to lay hands on you. And we're going to be praying for your healing and deliverance. Because Christina, you ain't got a lot of time. It's Christina, right?
Yes.
Amber.
Christina's praying for Amber.
Amber, whenever you hear this, what's the matter? Amber, whenever you hear this, you don't have a lot of time. The Bible says the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. You're not going to be young or here forever. Mm-hmm. We age every morning, every moment we breathe, we age. The Bible says once appointed unto man to die, and after that the judgment. One way or another, sooner or later, you leave in here. And there's only one place to go, and that is into eternity. Once you enter into eternity, based on how your life was before you got to eternity, will dictate where you spend the rest of eternity.
Right.
Did that make sense?
Yeah.
If you didn't have a relationship with God, God's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. We're not in love. We're not partners. We're not no more twain but one. You haven't taken on my name. You chose sin instead of me. So you go where sinners go. Amen. You go where sinners go. You don't want to hear that. Because eternity is forever. Eternity does not stop. There's no time was created for this realm and this realm alone. Time was created for this realm. When you are no longer in this realm, there is no such thing as time. Amen, anybody?
Amen.
Okay? So, when you meet God, you will know the absolute truth.
Because in eternity, there's nothing but truth. Y'all understand? There's nothing but truth in eternity. Nobody's going to lie to God's face. Nobody's going to come up there with a story. I know what I'm going to tell God when I see him. I'll place a couple dollars on that. Girl, I got my story straight. I already know what I'm going to tell God. First of all, you're tripping. Second of all, you're stupid. And third of all, that ain't never going to happen. Amen? That ain't never going to happen. I'm going to tell you. I doubt if God even allow you to speak. Because he's looking straight through. And if he doesn't see himself in you, that's all she wrote.
Amen.
God wants to see himself in you. So when he looks at your presence, he's looking at himself. And he says, oh, you belong with me. Come on home. If he's looking at you and all he sees is you, you're going to have issues. I don't want God to see me when he see me. I want God to see himself when he see me.
Amen.
But you need to start while you're here. God needs to see himself in you while you're here. Because if God doesn't see you in him while you're here, he ain't going to see himself in you when you get there. Mm-hmm. And how can you live with him if you're not part of him?
Amen.
The last one that was not part of him got kicked out. Amen. And that's where you're going. You're going to plan B. Or should I say plan H? Hello. There's a whole nother story for you. Amen. So while you have a chance, don't allow this opportunity to just fly away. The girl on the drugs, what's her name?
Amber.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Amber. That you would turn her life around. Remember earlier today we were talking about sometime God will set situations up so you'll come to him. Father, whatever is necessary to bring Amber to you while there is still time. Because some people have already written her off as lost. She ain't never going to be nothing. She ain't never. That's what they said about me. He ain't never going to be. I'm sure they said that about you.
Yes.
Amen. But God. God said, that's your plan. That ain't my plan.
Amen.
God said, I got a whole Pastor Sandy said, that's what they said about him. He said it. God said, that's what they said. That's not what I said. Amen. I got a whole nother plan for that soldier. Good morning, soldiers. I love my soldiers. God's got, I got a whole nother plan. God can take that broken vessel and create a beautiful, amazing, one of a kind.
Yes.
Vessel. And then pour his spirit in that vessel.
Amen.
And it will stand out like a star.
Amen.
As long as there's breath, there's a chance.
Yes.
Father, draw her back to you. Bring her closer to you. Don't let this be her end. And the one that, from what I understand, she's on it and someone else is on it.
Her father passed away.
Her father passed away accidentally. Accidental overdose. Don't let that spirit choke out that family. Lord, don't let that spirit kill that family. Don't let that spirit be the demise of that family. Give them hope. Give them shelter in you and give them peace. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I want to hear from her. I want to know if you find the person that we prayed for, if you find them, you hear from them, please let us know. Let them know we're praying for them and we will have someone pray with them. They're not alone.
Amen.
Sometimes people, they get caught up in a spiral. One situation happens and I'll do a little of this to kind of forget about the situation. And then I'll do a little more just to forget because I gotta, and the next thing you know, you get caught up in something and it was not purposeful. That's not why I did it. I didn't do it to become an addict. I didn't do it because I didn't, that's not why I did it. But I find myself in this position now. It's not, a lot of people get caught up in sin. It's not always because that was their plan. But the enemy will just ease them into stuff. Oh, that's okay. Oh, that's all right. Oh, it's just a little bit. You know, you can blow that off just like that. All that, and the next thing you know, the next thing you know, I'm in a position, I'm with somebody I never thought I'd be with. I'm in a place I don't even know where I am. And I'm in a situation I don't know how to get out of. Yeah. And that was never their intention. I know there's somebody else out there just like that.
Amen.
And so, and people, especially church people, are so hard on people that get caught in a position. They're so busy criticizing them, they can't even pray for them. Mm-hmm. They're so busy judging them, they can't even extend a prayer. Mm-hmm. They're so busy telling them, you're going to hell. Because, you know, they get the rock in their head because they're all self-righteous. I've been in this for 30 years and I know you going to hell. No, you don't know that. And you might want to be careful with all that.
Amen. Amen.
Because you know that one up, one there, and three here. Yeah. Amen. You met people that sending everybody to hell except them.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody going to hell except them. That might be a problem. Mm-hmm. So don't count them as lost yet.
Yes.
Amen.
They're not lost until it's over. Amen. Give God a chance to do some healing.
Amen.
Give God a chance to do some deliverance. Instead of talking about them, pray for them.
Amen.
Instead of being the salvation patrol, because ain't nobody saved unless they get your stamp of approval, you lying, good for nothing hypocrite. Let God be God.
Amen.
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 Now my blood pressure up because that made me upset. Oh my goodness, amen. What you got?
Asher is asking for prayer for his friend or for their friend, Graham. Graham is in ICU suffering from a blood clot in a major artery.
Mm.
They don't know the cause, and so they're praying that the clot releases.
Yes.
Graham is praying for Asher.
Asher is praying for Graham. Graham is in ICU.
With a blood clot.
Asher. What's up with the eye? Because I see their name.
Yeah.
And I'm pronouncing it small a instead of, because that's the only way I can remember a name is if I see it. And so I project it, I see it, okay, I got it. Asher. It's weird, right? Mm. I know. No? Amen. Thank you, Pastor Drea. She ain't say nothing. Amen.
Oh, that's
Does anybody have any extra oil? Anybody? Amen. Miko Sharito Saricio Adaria. Asher. Father, we're praying for Asher.
Praying for Graham.
Lord. Well, I can pray for Asher too.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Praying for you too, Asher. But let's talk about Graham now. Mm-hmm. Since you're all specific. Father, we're praying for Graham. Where you at, David? I can't hear. David's tired. That man works. But that brother works. That brother tired. Amen. I'm so glad I'm not long, young like you and got to do all that stuff you do. Amen. Amen. You knock yourself out, bro. Do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I've been delivered. Amen. Graham, Asher, we're praying for Graham. Right?
Just pray for Graham.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for healing for Graham. That you would touch that clot and cause it to be somewhere else. Cause it to dissolve, destroy it, remove it, whatever's necessary, whatever's necessary. Or if you choose to have them to take it out, that you would anoint the hands of those that are taking care of the fellow soldier, that you would do whatever is necessary to bring them, whatever your desire is for healing and deliverance, let that go forth in the name of Jesus. Whatever you choose, let that be the way. Whatever your perfect will is, let it be done in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Asher, who's praying for Graham. We're standing in the gap for those soldiers, healing and deliverance. Come on, somebody say healing and deliverance.
Healing.
Healing and deliverance. One more time, y'all. One more time. Healing and deliverance. Love you, Lord. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Keep us posted how Graham's doing. Yes. Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Our Hawaii family is asking for
prayer. Oh, yeah. I heard from them last night.
George went to ER last night with blood in his urine, and they don't know why. So they are going to be running tests, and they're praying that it's not related to cancer.
Amen. What's his name again?
George.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for George. We don't know. The doctors don't know. The family don't know. But you know. We don't know how it started. We don't know where it came from. We don't know where it is. We don't know what it's doing. But you know. And greater is he that's in us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is you, than anything that is in the world. Amen. So whatever's causing that, we're praying that you will speak over that. Amen. And heal in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're praying over that situation, over that deliverance, over that problem, over that soldier, over that atmosphere. And if there's anything in that atmosphere that does not project Christ, remove it in the name of Jesus, that your perfect will be done. We pray for George, we pray for the family, and we pray for our families. Keep us posted. Let us know what's happening. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Our last prayer is Tina. She's the member of SFC.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom's husband passed away.
Our Tina. Uh-huh.
Her mother's husband passed away of COVID. They had the funeral yesterday.
Oh, my.
So we're praying over the family.
Amen. Can y'all raise your hands? Let's just pray over Tina. She's our daughter. She's our daughter, our sister, a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, we're praying for our loved one, Tina, and her family. Father, we're praying for healing and deliverance over the family, that they'll be able to deal with what's happened. Father, we know that you are all powerful. You are God. And we believe, Father, that you can use this situation to draw someone closer, even closer to you. Father, we're praying for their healing. We're praying for their peace, the family, the loved ones, the friends. We're praying that you would bless them as they continue on the journey, that they will continue to offer forgiveness, and that you will continue to give them peace. Yes. If there's anything in their atmosphere that is not like you, remove it. Yes. That they will be closer, even closer to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Was that good? Amen. Was that it? Is there anything on the chat room, Asia, that we need to know about?
We're out of time?
Okay. Amen. Because we're going to go into prayer for those that are in-house this morning. Amen. Because the last couple of weeks I forgot. Amen. I'm not even going to blame Abigail. Amen. I said I'm not going to blame Abigail. I'm not. Aren't I sweet? Amen. David said, yeah. Amen. So, amen. So, my babies are here. Amen. So we're going to give God praise. Please, please, please. Pastor Drea, we have something that the Lord gave me this morning called online warriors.
Prayer warriors.
Online prayer warriors. Because people want to be a part of the prayer, but they can't be here.
Yeah.
They're in Germany and Cucamonga and Texas and West Indies, Africa. They're all over the place. And it's not practical. And it's not. So what the Lord gave me was, for those of you that just tuned in, what the Lord gave me was, while we're praying, go back over this prayer and listen to it again. As we're praying for the people on the list, if you want to be a part of this prayer team, as we're praying for the people on the list, as the Spirit of God pinpoints on a particular person or group of people that he wants you to pray for that week, you pray for that particular person that the Spirit of God has placed in you to pray for. You pray for them. If he tells you to fast for them, you fast for them. You call their name out to God. You pray over that particular situation or person or group of people that God has given you or have assigned to you for that week.
Amen.
You pray over them. That will make you part of our global prayer team.
Yes,
how's
that?
I love that. Amen. Amen. You're not getting a plaque. You're not getting a certificate. You're not getting the CD. You're not getting the $5 offer. You're not getting nothing. Whatever you get will come from God.
Amen.
Okay, so don't say, well, I'm going to get a certificate because I'm an online prayer warrior. No, you're not. Okay? Just know that. Huh?
God will move.
God will move. Your certificate is that I'm walking in obedience to God.
Amen.
Your kudos will be I prayed for somebody other than me.
That's true.
Because we're good at praying for what? Lord, get some of your prayer lives are filled with Lord, I want.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, give me. Lord, do. You ain't thanking for the stuff you already have, and you're already asking for more stuff. Okay, I can't go there because that's a whole nother message. Because I'm out of time, and I don't want to blame Abigail for today either.
Oh.
So, but I said I don't want to. Y'all not listening. Y'all not. They not. Amen. So I'm praying that you will continue to be what God has called you to be. Please. And this is what you can do. This is what you can do, because I would like to do this to encourage others. During our chat, only during the chat, okay? If you chat and say, I am an online prayer warrior, and give us your name, we'll call out your name if we have time, saying to thank God for our new online prayer warrior. Because I think that's okay.
Yes.
Amen. And I think that will encourage others. Our new online prayer warrior from Detroit. Our new online prayer warrior from Alaska. Our new online prayer from Virgin Islands, from Trinidad Tobago. We thank God for our new online prayer warrior. Now we will do that.
Yes.
But I ain't writing down nothing. Amen. Okay? Amen. I got enough to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And so do they. So give God praise. Stretch your hand out while we dismiss this part of the prayer. And we go into the other part of prayer before Pastor Sandy get here. And then we go into the word. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that does not know you, we're praying that you would send a situation, something in the atmosphere that will cause them to want to know you. God, time is short. Ah. And for the prayer warriors, we pray. And for the body of Christ, we pray. And for every person that says yes to God, we pray. Forgive us of all sins and unrighteousness. Lead us back to the cross, that we would carry our own cross to the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. In the cloud or in the crowd, preferably in the crowd, in the cloud. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, take that off of me. Jocko, turn some music up, baby. It's all still on. I just need to turn it up.
Amen. I know I've seen a Jocko somewhere. Amen.